It's Local Matters. Here's Johnny Manson.
We have a long legislative session going on right now. Our guest for the rest of the hour is Senator Jeff Wilson. Thanks for being here. And I want to, right out of the gate, I texted a friend of mine and I asked him how he was doing. His response, yeah, I'm doing fine, I guess. I'm just sitting here in Squim trying to make money online and hating the world because everybody's stupid. I hate Washington sometimes. Libtards are just outrageously annoying. I got to move to a red state. What say you, Senator?
Well, unfortunately, I'd like to give a motivational speech to please stay, but I understand that people make decisions based on what they may be going through in life. We all do. I think Washington can do a lot better job, sir, of retaining its citizens and promoting the strength that we can have in Washington instead of the path that we've been going down the last several years under one-party dominance. It has affected enough where we do have citizens that are leaving the state. That is a fact, Jack. And in my, that should be a clear example to others. We may not be doing enough right in order to make this place as livable as we preach it is. I'll leave it at that.
You know, I notice like news reports will say lawmakers in Olympia want to raise your taxes. It's and they kind of bunch you all. And when I look, it's like it's not. It's one side that wants to tax everybody, and the other side, from my observations, that don't want to tax us. Is that accurate or inaccurate?
Well, it's more than accurate. I know that people may want to hear more of a kumbaya moment where we all come together and we're always using that word bipartisan.
Right.
Listen, Johnny, the facts are the facts. This year there are no less than 7 mega tax proposals put out by the majority party. And these are tax increases, ladies and gentlemen. I have to be very clear. These are not tax decreases, and that's depressing. Why it should be depressing is because we need to talk about the money that we already have, making sure that it is spent wisely, choose wisely. How about effective and efficient government? I'd like to see more bills that come out that audit the money that we already give to agencies or certain projects that we would follow through. It does seem to, at times, we're on the path where it's just more taxation. Just give us more money. And I'm here to tell you, there's $72 billion at least in our operating budget, $36 billion per year, ladies and gentlemen, just in that one budget, and we need and want more. Is this ever going to stop? Well, I don't believe it's got a chance of doing much until the balance of power. In other words, one party has been ruling for so long. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't want to upset any listeners here because I'm going to say, look, I'm advocating for a much closer fight. In the score in the Senate, it is 30 Democrats to 19 Republicans. I'd love to see that number closer, more towards the middle, so you as voters and constituents would get more of a fair fight. And I'll let that go.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Okay, so Washington has something like 1,800 bills, whereas Idaho is in double digits. I think Oregon's in triple digits. We're in quadruple digits with new bills. Any bills right now? I know you're proud of all of your bills, but are any that are standing out that you want to talk about today?
Well, there's one that I had high hopes for, Johnny. It was Senate Bill 5750. It was a bill that that forced the state of Washington to stop giving away free fuel to just some people. And I'll explain on that. Here at the Capitol, for example, if you drive an electric vehicle, and if you come to Olympia and use one of the 40, 50, or 60, whatever charging stations that we have here at the Capitol, you can plug in for free. So if you drive an electric car, you can come to the Capitol, and you don't got to pay for fuel because they don't charge anything for it. But yet, as I look out in the parking lot, I see gasoline and diesel vehicles next to the electric vehicles. They all had to pay to get to work. What I'm telling, Johnny, is this bill said, look, the state of Washington has put out over 600-plus charging stations, and some of them have two cords, which means, you know, over 1,000 electric vehicles can charge, and they don't charge any money for that electricity. And I think that that is hypocritical. I think it is an insult to people. Maybe my bill was so aggressive seeking the truth and to end that practice of free fuel just for a few special people. They're not going to hear it. And today is the last day for that. So although it's the last day of February, that may be exciting, but what isn't exciting is my bill on this topic is not going to get a hearing today. Thus, it is considered dead for this year.
I have a text. Ask him about House Bill 1399, the bill which would remove elected sheriffs and give the state the ability to remove sheriffs essentially at will.
You know, I saw that, and ladies and gentlemen, just as a reminder, I am a work in the Senate. The House of Representatives is kind of behind me in another building. I did look at House Bill 1399. I'm following it along. I don't weigh a whole lot in on the House stuff because they're the one that's working this issue through. But your listener asked, and I think that that deserves a more clear answer. We better take a very careful look at what this does. In other words, anybody that's elected, there's already a process to remove them. And I'm always a big fan of, well, who put you into power should always have the ability to take you out of power, and that would be the individual citizen. So that's all I'm going to get on this right now. I think it's a little bit of an overreach. Let the people's voice still remain solid in the power to remove something. So that's why we have elections so many years. If you're unsatisfied with your local electeds, your state electeds, you can change that. The employment contract ends every time the term expires.
All right. One more question before we have to take a break. Speaking of following through on projects, is the $72 million in funding for the U.S. 12 highway rail separation project secure? This project is critical for Aberdeen, particularly with the port and rail expansion that's occurring.
Well, Johnny, that was and always has been my number one promise when I first showed up here in Olympia in my previous term. That was my famous promise, and that promise is going to be kept. This is the number one, road project for the Grays Harbor area of significance, and it is safe. That money is there. Please be very careful in hearing what you hear out there, because I don't want to get anybody uncomfortable. The reason that money has been talked about lately, that it could be available for another project, and that's because any funded project along those lines that isn't under contract or hasn't started to dig dirt or draw down some of the money that the state provided, all of those projects are always on a list of, well, since it hasn't started, can we make use of that money? I'm going to tell you, I'm more than confident that that money is completely safe and is going to remain there. And if not, I'll just have to come down and protest and throw a fit over it, because it still is a priority, and I'm not going to let that escape you guys.
Well, it's a quarter till. We have one more segment talking with Senator Jeff Wilson on local matters. Senator Jeff Wilson represents the 19th Legislative District, and we're talking to him now. If you have any questions for him, email or text message. That's johnny@jodesha.com. Okay, did I hear this right? They want to lower the breath alcohol limit for DUI?
Yes, there is a legislation that has cleared the Transportation Committee here in the Senate, which proposes to lower the existing limit that we all know of 0.08 to 0.05. And
wow,
it's not the first attempt to do that. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not so sure it'll get to the floor, but it's something to keep an eye out on. It's easy to propose legislation to want to save lives, and that's the most important thing I think we can do up here. However, you've got to be very careful with legislation. Will it, in fact, deliver what it promises? So stay tuned on that one, Johnny.
Do we have like a counter for track records with these bills that get passed? And if we suffer from the unintended consequences more often than it helping us?
Well, that's kind of a Pandora's box that you just opened, and I'm glad you brought the topic up. It's the same thing with taxation, and this year you'll hear lots of cries from the majority party this year that we need to raise taxes. We need to recover billions in to cover our expenses here in the government. It raises things from cell phone taxes, wealth taxes, ammunition taxes, storage unit taxes, tax. That's very depressing. What I'd like to hear is, what are we doing with the money we already spend? Where's the auditing, the accountability, and the efficiency bills? You know, the one that says, well, I'd like to have a bill out there that says, we gave money to this agency and we need to follow it up with, did they do it accurately? Did they spend the money properly? We don't do enough of that. And I won't be hypocritical, Johnny, because I have dropped bills requiring auditing of government agencies and whatnot to make sure that we're spending our monies, getting our money's worth, before we so readily just hold our can out and rattle it and ask you for more money. So, you know, that's where I'm going to stand on that. This is going to be a very tricky year with asking for more money. I'd like us to explain the truth as to, do we really need it?
Right. We're one of the highest taxed states in the country. We need a DOGE for Washington. Have you heard that yet?
Oh, yes, I've heard that all the time. But, you know, maybe I can propose something first heard ever on your show, Johnny. Why don't we just start taxing taxes? I mean, let's just run this into a complete circle here on behalf of, not being effective for the people that we work. In fact, that's the other message I'd like to promote here. We work for people. We're your servants here in Olympia, and we need to act like it and demonstrate it through the bills that we drop.
Okay, let's see, 5098. Can you tell me about 5098?
5098 is, let's call it the public gun bill that says you can't have a weapon per se, except for some concealed carry, in any place where children may be present. And, you know, that's going to cast a net everywhere. And on this bill, which is a very much of an overreach, it's completely another attack on our amendment as it relates to our Constitution for right to bear arms, as far as I'm concerned. It sounds out good, like it'll protect your public spaces. I don't think that is going to make a difference. However, it's not always what I think, Johnny. It's what the people think. And I'll offer up that in the House alone, the House has a similar bill. I believe it was 1921. Different bill. There were a number of people, a tune of thousands, that have reached out to us and said this is a bad, bad idea. Almost as bad idea as the road usage chart.
Let's see. If you have a question for Senator Jeff Wilson, email or text message. That's johnny@jodesha.com. Okay, what bills are still alive right now?
Well, there's plenty of bills that are still alive, but they go to the category of, are they a good bill or a bad bill? And I'm cautiously, I'm just cautious as to lay claim to a prediction right now, because everything here is still very much unpredictable. Bills that are in Ways and Means Committees, where a lot of them go to, say, die because of money requirements, or even in Rules Committee. All of these bills, or some of the bills, have a way to still come back or get to the floor of the Senate. So it's, my message here is, nothing is really done until it's really done. And until we sine die, which is we adjourn for the session, I think anything's possible. But we've had some proposals. We've had proposals on the road usage chart, which is essentially a mileage tax that would be start out voluntarily, you turning in your miles, and then eventually, of course, it'll be mandated, and then you may be tracked or followed. I don't know, but it leads into that. But for your listeners, Johnny, I want you to know there were 19,836 human beings that signed up to tell legislators that that was a bad bill. But don't worry, 214 people said it was a great bill. So you have 214 people say it was a great bill. Nearly 20,000 people say it's a bad bill. I think you know where I'm going to end up on that, is following my marching orders and minding the constituents.
Didn't it say something like it was required that you voluntarily did it?
Yeah, you know, see, the word salad, wordplay, that is, in fact, probably the biggest problem. And we wonder, why do we have confidence in your or our government? Well, we need to have confidence. But I'm going to offer up this road usage chart. You know, it's designed to, they say, to somewhat replace or backfill the gas tax, you know, the tax that most people pay when they go to the gas or diesel pumps and top off their cars and trucks. The problem, Johnny, is we leave hundreds of millions of dollars on the table. For example, there are tens of millions of dollars every year left on the table from people driving that don't have current vehicle tabs on their cars. There are, here in Olympia likes to give away free fuel in the form of electricity for the electric vehicle charging stations all here at the Capitol. I'm looking out the window right now at a couple of them, Johnny, and everybody up here that drives an EV gets free fuel for their electric car in the form of a charging station. Well, I don't see any free diesel or gasoline around here. So it's also a matter of fairness, Johnny, that we need to be very careful and start looking at things, that all the money we leave on the table before we ask you for new money. I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. Boy, but they say, oh, it will replace or eventually replace the gas tax. You know that's never going to happen. They're going to raise the gas tax, too, somewhere down the line.
Actually, gee, thanks for bringing that up. There are proposals to raise up, of course, gas taxes, per se. And that's scary enough, because you're right, Johnny. When is enough enough? But with transportation and funding our motor vehicle fund, that's one thing. We already have the 18th Amendment of our state constitution. You were supposed to use transportation money for transportation projects. It gets a little ironic that we don't even collect sales tax from the sales of automobiles and trucks and put it in the motor vehicle fund. That alone would bridge a lot of these funding gaps, and I can promise you then that we could fill a lot more potholes and build some bridges with that kind of money. But we turn our head away from it, and it doesn't seem to happen.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Okay, we have a few more minutes with Senator Jeff Wilson. If you have any questions, email or text message. That's johnny@jodesha.com. And I'm looking over some of your bills. I know Boss Bill is a big standard time, daylight savings time kind of, hey, let's just stop it. Let's just pick a time and stay there. And you have a bill, Senate Bill 5001?
Absolutely. And I'm hoping that with your lead in, Johnny, that you like the bill. I certainly like the bill. And I agree with you. Let's ditch the switch. Quit monkeying around, and a couple times a year we reset our clocks and do all these things. Unfortunately, you'll hear it first, that bill is dead for the session. It is not going to progress.
How come your party never gets many of your bills passed, heard on the floor, any of it?
Well, maybe you just help the definition of majority versus minority political parties or in political control. It's clear that the state of Washington has been under control of one party for so many years, and that has its good and its bad. I mean, people have spoken, but yet the results of that have clearly shown we can't manage your money. We've exploded with taking money from people and spending. We've been on a spending spree and been, I'll say, not very accountable and responsible for other people's money, because look at all of the hype that we have now and how much money that we don't have. And we cry the blues. The sky is falling. And I'm going to assure your listeners, the sky is not falling. We just need a lot more common sense when it comes to handling your money.
Can we get rid of mail-in voting?
You certainly can, but you can't now, and you're not going to now. None of that is going to be possible, and even then I wouldn't guarantee it, but the only possible route would be if the power balance switched. In other words, the controlling power left the Democrats and got closer in a balance of power with the Republicans. And meantime, I've always told everybody it really doesn't have a chance in the voting ballot box world of ever happening unless parties change.
Okay. What's the word on the street with the new administration and all of the things that they're doing? Any rumors or anything?
Well, you know, we live every day and we hear, oh boy, do we hear rumors, lots of rumors. But I'm waiting for results. I'm cautiously optimistic. Started out very energized. We have new executive branch. We have a new governor, everybody. And I want to be positive. I need all of us to reserve our judgments until, there's a time that we can weigh in at. There's so much we don't know that is going to come out from the executive branch, let's call it. However, I can tell you such things as emergency power reforms that we were so hopeful for to reform the powers of a governor in emergencies. Well, that bill kind of got hijacked, so we're going to have to wait and see on that one now.
Senator Jeff Wilson, thanks for spending time with me, giving us a legislative update, and we'll talk to you in a couple weeks, yeah?
Talk to you soon, everybody.
All right, God bless. See you later.